Hello, Legion of Audience. This is James, and before we get started today, I wanted to take a second and let you all know about the brand new Who Would Win Patreon. If you'd like to support the show and get behind-the-scenes access like you've never seen before, go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Who Would Win patrons will have access to outtake videos, early info on battles, and even get a vote on characters that we'll use in upcoming episodes. So if you'd like to support me and the show, head to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow, and for as little as $5 a month, you can define yourself as more than just a fan. You'll be an official member of the Legion. Hope to see you there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a hot and sticky night in Gotham City. Batman has just finished his rounds when he hears some loud noises a few blocks away. Dashing and swinging to the scene, Batman sees an illegal street race already in progress. The two cars drift and speed towards the finish, and the 1970 Dodge Charger is victorious. Emerging from the vehicle, Dominic Toretto pumps his fist in victory. It is then that Batman drops from the sky in front of him and says, "You are a criminal and must pay for your crimes." Dominic takes a step back, lets out a smile, and just says, "I already paid for my crime, quarter mile at a time." And the fight is on. It's Justice League versus family. It's high stakes versus high speed. It's Batman versus Dom Toretto today on Who Would Win?
And welcome to another episode of Who Would Win, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between two characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gavsey, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only Ray Stakanis. Today's matchup has been long time coming, with entire countries going to war due to disagreements on who would win in a fight between Batman and Dominic Toretto. In one corner, you have Dominic Toretto, the superhero who will be racing high-speed trains in the next Fast and Furious movie versus Batman, the hero who can beat anyone given 2 weeks prep time. As usual, I did the patented Who Would Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed. And this matchup has never been discussed before, ever, in the history of everything. So yet again, we are bringing you, the Legion of Audience, my good friends and chums, a premier geek culture matchup. Ray, what are your thoughts on today's matchup?
Let me tell you something, James. I've been on a tear, victory after victory. This is getting ridiculously easy. I don't know what I have to start doing to get you a win. Look, every week, you kind of think like, hey, I've got what it takes. You do your research. You go to Google, use ChatGPT. There's nothing you won't do. You call up actual comic book writers who've written for the characters you're repping, and you say, listen, I know I've got to get the win this week. Give me some insider information. I know it's cheating. I don't care. But here's the deal. Ray is just too good. And yet here I am again, easily, with no preparation whatsoever, unlike Batman, getting the win one more time. I don't even know why you're showing up to these things.
Those are very interesting thoughts, Ray. And when you have an episode with an equally interesting set of combatants, you need a judge who's known for giving, how shall we say this, interesting decisions? Making another appearance on the Who Would Win show, it's fan favorite judge. It's the only adult in the room, at least for now. It's podcaster extraordinaire. It's Robert Clark Chan.
Hey.
Robert, welcome to Who Would Win.
What's going on, y'all?
Please tell the Legion of Audience, our faithful fan base, what exactly you've been up to recently.
Sorry, something's a little off. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's fine. I do a couple of podcasts. You should check out Knowings Have the Podcast. You should check out AE Doubleback. That's all. Go do that.
You know what you should also check out? Robert Clark Chan. is maybe, I don't know, when people have tea, that someone doesn't say, hey, I'm getting up and leaving. By the way, I just won the fight.
Yeah.
Man, Ray, you're still mad about that, huh? Anyway, Robert Clark Chan, esteemed judge, what do you make of these two virtually unknown characters?
My God. If I have to listen to Ray talk about Dom Toretto and the freaking Fast and Furious series of movies, I'm going to lose my mind. And only slightly, no, not even slightly, equal to that is James going on and on about the Bat Family. If the word Bat Family comes out of his mouth one more time, I'm going to flip out. I'm just going to flip out. I really wish, honestly, that I wasn't here.
But you're not the only one. Listen, I get it. I get it. Bat Family's so great. Bat Family can beat anyone. You know what? We've heard it all. No one can stand it anymore. By the way, Robert Clark Chan, I absolutely agree with you. We all lose our mind anytime we get to witness the film and cinematic mastery of any film within the Fast and Furious franchise. We're on the same page.
Wow. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. I'll just say I'm changing my notes right now to remove the word Bat Family wherever I can. It's now down to 107 times. I hope that's enough. Robert Clark Chan. Look, this all sounds great, but we have to get to today's epic battle. Ray, please do the honors and announce today's matchup.
Representing DC Comics, the hero who wants you to know first and foremost, he does not smell, Batman. And representing the Fast and the Furious, the central character with somehow fewer lines of dialogue than Groot, Dominic Toretto.
Well done, Ray.
Was it?
Well, before we go any further, let's go over the basics of a Who Would Win match. Now, each debater will make 3 points. Keep in mind that the Who Would Win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed. And the debater has to stay within the confines of the character and explain who that character is. When it comes to determining the winner, it's the judge, Robert Clark Chan, who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal, with no outside interference being allowed. Remember, you can always check out all of the rules on our website at www.whowouldwinshow.tv, but better so, go to www.whowouldwinstore.com and buy a lot of merch. I need the money. And before we get started, don't forget to visit the official Who Would Win store at www.whowouldwinstore.com. I feel a little deja vu in here. I'm just saying, why have you not gone to the Who Would Win store? Trusted Legion of Audience, do you not love me, James Gavsey, and want me to get a fifth yacht? Go to whowouldwinstore.com right now and help me, James Gavsey, get a fifth yacht. And also, yeah, get your hands on some great Who Would Win shirts and merch.
You know, I'm starting to get a little, I don't know, suspicious that all of the money that you've been getting recently has been coming from our sponsors. You're somehow funneling it to yourself and not giving it to me, Ray Stakanis, who has very little things, no things whatsoever. I've never been on a boat, never been allowed on a boat. I've been kicked off a boat once. And yet here you are with 5 yachts. What the heck is happening? I don't even know. All of this is, air quotes, nonsense.
Ray, you gotta understand, I, James, am getting 5 yachts from the Who Would Win store purchase money. You, we have to use to your legal fund because you keep getting sued by Burger Kings who have to remove you physically. Anyway, let's get to the tail of the tape for both of our combatants. Ray, please give us the details for Dominic Toretto.
Dominic Toretto, a central character in the Fast and the Furious franchise, is a skilled street racer mechanic, an ex-convict with a deep sense of family loyalty and a complex moral code. Portrayed by Vin Diesel, Dominic first roared onto the screen in the 2001 film The Fast and the Furious. Created by screenwriter Gary Scott Thompson, who drew inspiration from a Vibe magazine article called Racer X about street racing in New York City, Dominic Toretto became the heart of the franchise, embodying its themes of family, loyalty, and redemption. Over the course of the series, Dominic transitions from a local street racing legend in Los Angeles to a global figure involved in espionage, heist, and high-octane action, you know, the regular kind of character growth that we see in multi-franchise film franchises, all while maintaining his personal code and deepening his connections with, you'll never guess, that's right, his chosen family. And here's an interesting fact about Dominic Toretto. Did you know that he's not from the planet Earth? It's true. On the director's cut of the original Fast and Furious movie DVD set, Gary Scott Thompson revealed that Dominic Toretto is from a distant planet called Ragu, where he's from the warrior race native to that world. As was customary for each child, they were sent as infants to distant worlds in order to conquer them. Once Dominic reached the planet Earth, he accidentally hit his head, lost his memory, and was raised by an elderly man who would call himself Grandpa, aka the larger-than-life Papa John Mario. Papa John Mario would raise Dominic to be a fun-loving, adventurous, and fun-loving boy, who then accidentally hit his head again and became the mean, callous, and highly competitive Dominic Toretto. That is Dominic Toretto.
Wow, Ray, that was some well-researched material you had right there. You truly are the greatest of all of us. I'll do the best I can here. Here are the details for Batman. Now, Batman, aka Bruce Wayne, is Gotham City's protector. Okay, let's be honest. You all know exactly who Batman is, so I'd like to talk about all the ways that Batman is exactly like me, James Gavsey. Batman is a billionaire, whereas I once tipped my waiter at the Cheesecake Factory. Batman knows many forms of martial arts, whereas I, James Gavsey, once placed third in a Johnny Lawrence look-alike contest. People don't know that Batman's secret identity is Bruce Wayne, whereas no one's even heard of me, James Gavsey. Batman drives around in the Batmobile, whereas I drive around in the Gavsey-mobile, which is what I call my lime green 2009 PT Cruiser. Batman has fought the Penguin, Bane, Two-Face, and Superman, whereas I once sparred with the stunt double for Leatherface, and I won't shut up about it. Batman can't get the Joker to stop committing crimes, whereas I can't get Disney Plus to buy the Who Would Win show. And finally, Batman has to learn to accept the fact that Superman will always be stronger, while I have to do the same with my very attractive co-host, Ray Stakanis. Fun fact, that is Batman.
I mean, the resemblance between Batman and James Gavsey is so uncanny. It is ridiculous. The number of times you, James Gavsey, walking at, I don't know, a comic book convention or just in public at your kid's school, and someone pulls you aside and said, Batman, there's a crime in progress over there. Go ahead and stop it. By the way, you remind me of someone. Who is it? That's Batman. All the time that happens to you, James Gavsey. I couldn't agree more.
Thanks, Ray. And I know that often that same thing happens to you with just George Clooney and Brad Pitt on the street. People think that you're the characters that they played or just the actors themselves. It's probably that phenomenal hairline that you keep hidden under those caps. Anyway, now you have the facts on both opponents. Robert Clark Chan, our judge, do you have any questions before we get started?
Do I have any questions, any unanswered things? Things that might be off that I would want to know more information about.
Yes, that's right. Has anything come to mind that you'd like to question?
No, I'm good. Let's get started.
All right, then. Ray, go ahead and please proceed with your point number one.
Point number one about Dominic Toretto. Let's talk about his superpowers. Yeah, that's right. He's got superpowers. I said it. So first of all, he's got the power of gravity defiance. Dominic has a curious ability to defy gravity, whether he's launching cars through the air in ways that physics can't quite explain, or surviving falls that would turn mere mortals into pancakes. He can do it. He can defy gravity. He's also got the power of wrench mastery. We've seen this all the time. Look, with a wrench in his hand, Dominic becomes the ultimate warrior. He's more of the ultimate warrior than the ultimate warrior was the ultimate warrior. This tool is not just for fixing cars. Oh, no. But this serves him as a weapon of mass destruction when wielded by Dom. It's capable of intimidating even the most fearsome opponents like a James Gavsey while having the equivalent power of a James Gavsey, a nuclear bomb. He's also a car whisperer. Dom has this unique bond with cars. It allows him to make any vehicle perform beyond its limits as if he could communicate with them, coaxing out speeds and stunts that defy engineering logic. This should not be confused when he talks to other inanimate objects, as that is just his horrific mental state taking over, clinically known and diagnosed as being cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. This is all explained in the upcoming Fast and Furious prequel, not quite fast enough, but maybe someday, where we see a young Dominic Toretto wearing a helmet and a sticker that says, "Hi, my name is Don't Feed This Kid Chocolate." He's also got unbreakable skin. I've mentioned this before. No matter the explosion, the crash, or brawl, Dominic emerges with at most, I don't know, a smudge of dirt, a light sweat. His skin seems to have the durability of a tank, make him virtually indestructible. By the way, I love saying a tank and durability, so let's put them together in a sentence and say he's got the durability of a tank. He's also got the power of infinite gear shifting, one of my favorite powers I've ever seen. In his world, cars have an infinite number of gears, allowing for endless dramatic gear shifts that somehow always result in a burst of speed, no matter the current velocity. This is how great Dominic Toretta is. Of course, he's just like James Gavsey in that he's got a magnetic personality. Now, this power itself draws people to him, forming deep bonds of loyalty and family. It also seems to work on metallic objects, considering how bullets and shrapnel kind of miss him, but not quite, in close-quarter combat. He's also a Time Lord. I said it. He's got the power of time manipulation. Look, Dominic can slow down time during intense action scenes, and only intense action scenes. This allows him to do some precise maneuvers in split-second windows. This power also helps in delivering perfectly timed one-liners, which we all love. And finally, his best power. It's just something you just can't ignore. It's the power of family. This is his greatest strength of all time. He can summon strength, courage, and plot armor from his deep sense of family. This power can turn the tide of any battle, heist, or race, proving that in the Fast and Furious universe, family is the ultimate superpower for people like Dominic Toretta, who is the ultimate warrior, even more so than the ultimate warrior was the ultimate warrior, making Dominic Toretta the ultimate warrior. All I'm saying is that is my point number one.
Oh, sorry. I'll be honest with you. I didn't listen to anything you just said. I was too busy in my other tab open watching the Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary Pumping Iron at half speed. It's something I often do during your points instead of listening. I'm just going to go ahead and give the rebuttal that I was planning to give regardless of what you said. And that's that Dominic Toretto is really Vin Diesel at the end of the day. And Vin Diesel has it written to famously his contract that he is not allowed to lose a fight in a Fast and Furious movie. Now, all the things you said, I'm sure were great. But what I do have to say is this is taking place outside of the Fast and Furious universe, where that stipulation of his contract would therefore not be found. That's going to give Batman a huge edge, who always tends to win in third-party crossovers. Have I ever mentioned that Batman once fought the Hulk and beat him by kicking him in the gut to make him inhale a poison gas? I don't know if I've ever mentioned it on the show before, but I'd like to make sure I get it on the record here. That is all I have to say about that. Let me launch into my own point number one. And that's that, well, first off, I just have to be honest with you. I didn't do a lot of research for this battle. I just threw it together about 5 minutes before we started recording, and I'm just going to try to wing it. Batman, I think, when faced with Dominic Toretta, would see him in his car, and he would challenge Dominic to a race. And one thing you would have to know is, Batman, without prior knowledge, would see Dom as a street racer and think to himself, with his genius Sherlock Holmes-style intellect, hey, I bet this guy likes to race cars. And so he would challenge Dom to a race, and Dominic would then accept. Batman would be driving against Dominic Toretto through the streets of Gotham City. I like the way that you posited this battle at the start. Let's put it in Gotham City. Oh, yes, where Batman has the advantage and knows the terrain. But Batman would end up losing this race to Dominic Toretto. Batman's a fantastic driver. He could use his special bat computer to drive the Batmobile for him, which is what he would do. But since Dom is such a supremely great street racer against the Batmobile's targeting, Dom is going to win that race. But thankfully, this is who would win in a fight. Because after the race is over, Batman would use the time that they were driving to formulate a plan. Therefore, ergo, prior knowledge and planning now applies, because Batman has found himself a situation where he could plan. And you know Batman doesn't need a lot of time. It's been said that with 2 seconds of planning time, he could defeat every person on Earth simultaneously. If you've been to the Who Would Win Show Facebook group, and if you haven't, you should, you would know that that is an agreed upon point to everyone in the Who Would Win Facebook group. Batman doesn't need much time, and he will defeat absolutely anybody sight unseen. Now, the Bat computer, of course, has gotten involved. That is, of course, not outside interference, because he built the bat computer. So what ends up happening is he pops out the top and doesn't just like step out of the Batmobile. He does what happens in a video game, or so I've heard. I've seen a YouTube video. I myself, James Gavsey, have never played a video game in my life. But he's going to pop out of the Batmobile, shoot way up into the air. Dominic Toretto's going to be looking, and then Batman's just going to appear behind him, shout, "I'm Batman," put his cape over Dominic's face. The audience cannot see Dominic Toretto anymore as he is enveloped in the cape. And audiences of Fast and Furious movies, as we all know, struggle with object permanence. Dom will disappear. The audience will forget he was ever there. And now this Fast and Furious movie has become a Batman movie. That is my point number one.
Are you sure that wasn't your point number one, point number two, and point number three? Speaking of using time, really, James Gavsey, you had to use all of that just to put... Okay, look, here's the deal. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. You're talking such nonsense about Batman using a cape to make someone disappear. If anyone's going to disappear, it's James Gavsey whenever I'm around, because we all know that, you know, I'm just that great. I'm not sure where I was going with that, but that's the thing. Look, Batman is great, but you're not arguing the Kevin Conroy voice Batman, something that we agree upon, that Batman, that version of Batman is the best Batman of all time. Dominic Toretto, who also tried to become Batman, but kind of missed the casting call and instead ended up in Guardians of the Galaxy as Groot, which, oddly enough, was how he thought Batman was supposed to speak. This is something that he's not going to have a problem with. Look, with all of the supervillains he's faced in the Fast and the Furious, of course, none of them are as great as James Gavsey. I mean, Batman, but still, we'll wait for the Fast and Furious number 11. That's where we're going to see him take out someone like that.
Well, thanks for the compliments, Ray. I absolutely agree with you on all your points. In fact, I have nothing to rebut in your rebuttal. In fact, that was so well argued, I have no defense. I may just roll on my back like a cat looking for belly scratches for my points number two and three, but let's take it over to the judge. Robert Clark Chan, what do you have to say about this round one?
And there's just something that I don't know what it is about. Let's not worry about it. Okay, in this first round, sorry guys. Can we stop real quick? Someone's at the door. I gotta get this.
I need an answer, Robert Clark Chan.
Yeah, I'll be right back. Hold on. Yeah, what is it? Oh my God! There's a car doing donuts in the courtyard. That's ridiculous. Why is that? Oh my, is that two vampires fighting? Oh, that's amazing. I wish you guys could see this. And oh no. Why are there 14 bagpipe players marching down the, okay. You guys gotta go. You can't be in here. No, come on. I'm trying to record a show. Would you, Ray, James, I got kind of a situation here. I hope this should probably clear up. They look like they'll be leaving soon. So, let's just wait them out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Hulkamaniacs, you proved to the Hulkster that you're a true Hulkamaniac by renting my new movie, Suburban Commando, one of the greatest movies the Hulkster's ever appeared in. Now I'm going to tell you about another big hit, the Hulk Hogan WWF Wrestling Challenge Game. By dialing 1-900-454-HULK, you can hear my daily Power Pack messages giving you the latest scoops on the WWF. Plus, you can play my Hulk Hogan WWF Wrestling Challenge Game, where I'll be your manager for the match of your life, as you wrestle against the biggest and the baddest dudes in the WWF, like Ric Flair and The Undertaker and others. You could win and be eligible for a drawing for a great prize, including a grand prize, an all-expense-paid trip to meet me in person. Remember, the cost of the call is $1.49 for the first minute and 99 cents for each additional minute. If you're under 18, make sure you have your mom or your dad's permission before calling. What you gonna do when Suburban Commando and then Hulk Hogan WWF Wrestling Challenge Game run wild on you?
Hey gang, I hope you enjoyed this episode and love listening to the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Quick reminder that you can support us by going to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Okay, gotta prepare for next week's episode. Hope the rest of your day is full of wins.
Hey, it's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, "Give it up, Jimmy, you gotta sink this putt to win." On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast recs and booty debates. Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in, it's Breakfast time. Listen at Breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.